We're talking about water. We're talking about landscape. We're visiting with our special guest today, Sue Miller, who's been a painter and arts educator for over 20 years. Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Come on right in close to that microphone okay. So we can have a chat and everybody can be involved in it. Now, your work as a painter, and let's start there, and then we'll talk about the arts education aspect, and then we'll talk about this wonderful show you have going in Orillia. I have heard it conveys the essence and feeling that evolves from intuition rather than explicit images. Can you explain that a little further?
Well, over my lifetime, I've always been inspired by nature. I've grown up with water. So I'm very aware from a visual sense, but also from a spiritual sense, our connection to water and to nature. And so over that time, I've sort of collected a collection of visual imprints in my head. So I already have the imagery in my head. I don't need to look at a photograph. Sometimes I'll use a photograph just as a starting point, but then I get rid of it and I'm going from my intuition and I'm trying to just convey the feeling of the place. And it's a very personal, emotional response to that place. And then from that, it's almost like I'm taking energy from outside sources and I'm just the conduit.
Are you out there on the shore or are you in a studio?
Both. I'm usually when I'm out on the shore, I'm absorbing, I'm taking photographs. I might do a few sketches, but mostly it's just memory, visual memory and photographs. And then I work it up in the studio.
And it's very personal, but it's also personal for the viewer. Like
yes.
I might have a totally different reaction than my neighbor.
That's right. And that's the goal, actually, is to create this triangle sort of connection. So what my intention and my personal response to it, someone else may see something completely different, but it's very personal for them.
Beautiful watery landscapes here in southern Georgian Bay, but you also are inspired by Newfoundland. What's
yes.
that connection?
Well, the first time I visited Newfoundland was in 2003, and it was just love at first sight. There's a real primal connection to that place.
You teach art. Just to young people or to adults as well?
To all ages.
How do you teach creativity?
Well, one of the biggest blocks to being creative is fear and intimidation of the outcome. So people are afraid of not doing a good job or messing up. They're very self-critical. So I teach how to get rid of that little critic that's sitting on your shoulder and open you up to exploration and just playfulness and non-judging of your work.
And if you don't like it, you can always
start all over again.
Okay, let's talk about Primordial Waters, which is at the Orillia Museum of Art and History, just opened back on Earth Day
yes.
A couple of weeks ago. And it goes right through until Sunday, July the 15th. What are people going to be able to experience at this exhibition?
Well, experience is the key word. It's an immersive installation. And this started, I guess, about 4 years ago when I moved from Creemore to Wasaga Beach. So I was close to the shoreline, and I just felt a strong connection to nature and the environment and to natural habitat. So I wanted to create that feeling in more than just two-dimensional paintings. So it's three-dimensional kinetic sculpture. It's recorded sound. There are paintings as well. And I'm not the only artist in the show. My kinetic sculpture is sort of the feature piece, but there are three other Creemore artists involved as well.
I find it interesting that you say that you were inspired by shorelines and water undisturbed by humans. Where is that in southern Georgian Bay?
Exactly.
I thought we'd take it over.
Well, we have, and that's sort of the message here with this exhibit. Without being too didactic, it's about being aware that this is a natural habitat, that we are, you know, sort of intruders. And when I experienced my first spring in Wasaga Beach, I was outside in my driveway and heard this huge commotion down at the shore. And when I went to investigate, it was thousands of geese congregating on the shore. They were everywhere. And I literally felt like I was intruding. I was the person that was happening yeah. upon this orchestra that was already in process.
They were here first.
They were here first.
Okay, Primordial Waters. Again, it goes at the Aurelia Museum of Art and History till July 15th. And here's the website you can go to for more details, SueAMillerArt.com. SueAMillerArt.com. Before we let you get away, I want you to also talk about the Mill Street Art Studio in Creemore, what happens there, and also the Bay School of Art in Collingwood.
Yes, well, my studio, where I do most of my work, is in Creemore at the Mill Street Art Studio, and that's right on Mill Street above Fair's Cafe. It's where all the creativity happens. And the Bay School of Art is an art school in this area that I took over from artist Michelle Fleming a couple of years ago, and it teaches art classes to adults, children, and teens.
All the information you want to find out about can be found at that same website we gave you, Sue A. Miller Art, S-U-E-A, MillerArt.com. Thank you for your visit, and good luck with the rest of the exhibition.
Thanks very much.
A little more water music from Maurice Ravel. This is called Jeux d'eau, or, well, roughly translated as fountains.